So we're on the sugya on the Chof Beis, of an Aleph on the Beis, discussing the halacha of Tvila and Tisha Kavan that's required for a Baal Keri. And we're learning the Rambam. We learned the Rambam over here. So the Rambam says a lot of interesting things over here. There's two Rambams. There's a Rambam Hilchos Kriya Shema and there's a Rambam Hilchos Tvila. The Rambam Hilchos Kriya Shema says, first of all, that he makes the important distinction that for some reason Ezra and Beis Dino removed the Baal Keri and treated it as different from all other tumos. Right? In general, there's no prohibition in learning Torah if you're a tummy, but Ezra and Beis Dino made a takana. Only a Baal Keri of all the Tmeim. Right? And it needs, what does it need? It has to have Tvila, it has to have Memsah. And interestingly, that the Rambam says that the Takana of Ezra only was what? By Divrei Torah. We'll see that the Rambam says that he makes a distinction between the Takan of Ezra, which was only by Divrei Torah, and a Beis Din Sha'amdu Acher came, another Beis Din that came afterwards that made an Easter on Tefillah as well. But the original Takan of Ezra only applies to Divrei Torah, only applies to a Baal Keri.
And does this include Krishma?
Krishma? Krishma would be considered Divrei Torah, yeah. Okay. And the Rambam says that this Takana, because it was Lo Poshta, V'lo Yekoch Rov Tzivul Amud Bo, therefore, either it's bitla or butla. I don't know. In other words, either it was butla by itself or they were mavatlet. And Rambam says that there's everyone has the minhag that they learn Torah and read Kriya Shema even if they're Baal Keren. And Rambam interestingly brings the drasha that Yehuda ben Seira brought for not holding from the Takanas Ezra at all. The fisha ain't divrei Torah mekavim tuma. Okay, and he brings that whole drasha over there. Fine. That's the first Rambam in Halacha Ches, in Hilchos Kriya Shema. The Rambam in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Tefila, he says the following, that in general, obviously in Hilchos Kriya Shema, he was focused primarily on what? The Isur of learning Torah. Here in Hilchos Tefila, he's focused primarily on what?
Tefila.
The Isur of Tefila. So he says that Kol Hatzmeim Rochsim Yadayim Bilvad Kitahorim Mispalim. The Rambam holds that Taharas Yadayim is required for Tefillah, even for an Adam Tahar. Okay, that's one of the requirements that the Rambam has for Tefillah. So he says, even if you're Tomei, so you do it in Tilas Yadayim, and then you can daven. And Rambam says, I already explained to you where in Hilchos Kriyashma that there was a Takana of Ezra by Divrei Torah, and there also was a basin that came afterwards that made this Takana include even Tefillah, that a Baal Keri can't be Mispalel Ad Sheyitbo, not because of Tumah, he says, and he gives the reason, Shlo Yutami Dechachom Mitzvim Eshosem Gitar Nagolem. Okay? That's an important thing. The Rambam gives the reason over here. Now, whether he's giving the reason over here for the Takana, or just for the Takana of Ezra, or just for the Takana of the Beis Din Sha'amdu Acher Kein, I don't know. From the Gemara, I pointed out to you, the Gemara never uses this as the reason for the Takana. The Gemara uses it for the reason as to whether or not to publicize the Heter of Tisha K'Av or not. The reason not to publicize the Heter of Tisha K'Av was Shelo Yitai Mekam Mitzvim Esrim Sen Takana Gola. Okay? So that's the first Halacha, Halacha Dalet. Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, now Bizman Hazeh, the Rambam says the last line in this halacha, Uchvar Botla Gam Takana Zushel Tefillah. Not only was the Takana of Torah, but the Takana of Tefillah is also Botla. Lefisha Lo Parshta B'chol Yisrael. The Rambam seems to say that takanos are all bottle. However, in Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that there's a minig pashut, there's a minig which is spread in Shinar and Sfarad, that ain bal kerim mispalat shiruch is kol psor b'mayim. Okay? So the Rambam says that even though there is no takana, the takana of Torah and the takana of tefillah are both batal, nevertheless, there's a minig in Shinar and Svara that a bal keri for tefillah does what? Tisha kabin. And he bases it on the pasuk of Hikol Mikras Elokecha Yisrael. So it doesn't seem to be based on the takana. You could learn shot in the Rambam that when the Rambam says takana was batal, it just means the takana was batal as far as require him to do tefillah and memsah. But Tisha Kabin, maybe it wasn't batal. But it's not mashma with the Rambam, because the Rambam, why does the Rambam have to do a new unless that's the pshat in Tisha Kabin. The Tisha Kabin, whenever you have Tisha Kabin, what is Tisha Kabin for? It's a form of Hikon L'Kras Kol Techel Yisrael. Hikon is pshat that your person has to prepare themselves to daven. It could include a lot of things. But Ram says over here, for a Bal Keri, what it means is Roches Kol Psorah. And we're assuming Roches Kol Psorah doesn't mean just, you know, clean yourself, but it means what? This new kind of Tara called Tisha Kabin.
It doesn't say that, though.
It does not say that.
Or it could be mitzvah also.
Well, that's unlikely. That
unlikely.
What he's, but okay. No. I think sometimes Rochitz Pesaro is does refer to mikvah.
Really?
Yes, sometimes it does.
Biblical Hebrew.
And certainly biblical Hebrew, right?
It's ambiguous somewhat.
It is vague, yes, and it could possibly refer to a lot of different things. But as you can see from the Kesef of Mishnah. And most of the Mefarshim of the Rambam assume that it means Tisha Kabin.
Okay.
And the Rambam says that this only applies to a Bori or a Chola Shabal. Chola Shabal, as our Gemara would call a Chola Shabal, as Chola Hamargil. But Chola Shabal carry la onso potter ben arachit to the ein bezeminis. So, where did the Rambam get these distinctions from?
What's a
chol
hamargil? Just remind me.
Chol hamargil means a chol shabal. It's the same thing.
He caused
the
emission himself.
Okay. The Gemara is referred to as chol hamargil. The Ram calls it a chol shabal. So interestingly, the Rambam. Remember those diukim that I made in the Gemara. That one diuk we made in the Gemara was that the halacha was Krib Yehud Bim Seira B'divrei Torah, remember?
Mm-hmm.
That was Rav Nachum Bar Yitzchak Nehog Alma Kahani Tlat Savi, that the world conducts itself like these trees of Canaan, and the Gemara says Krib Yehud Bim Seira the Divrei Torah. So it could be, I mean, that it were, according to the Rambam, what happens is your whole life would be Yehudim Seira, that what? That there's no requirement for either, for anything special for Baal Keri, right? Only by Divrei Torah, right? But by Tefillah, no Nohogama, and Shinar and Sforad, right? Then Noheg, not like Rabbi Yehudim Seira.
Okay? Didn't the Rambam hope that the Tefillah kind of came afterwards?
That's so, yes.
Okay.
Well, that also right. works out well, that it sort of is separate takana.
Right.
So it may have...
You don't have to be it from there.
No. One of the questions is, where does the Rambam get that it was separate takana from? Because there doesn't seem to be any makom. But I'm just pointing out that according to, in the Lashon Gemara, it works out very well according to the Rambam.
But he's not making that diya, because he's not learning the Gemara as applying to Torah and Tefillah. So he's not making the diya.
How do you know the Gemara is not applying
to Tefillah? Because he said the didn't they say that the tefillah came afterwards?
Yeah, but it didn't come after the Gemara. Well, what do you think it happened? The Gemara refers to tefillah as well. The Mishnah refers to tefillah. The Mishnah says that a Baal Keri is not allowed to be misbaal.
Right.
Why isn't the Baal Keri allowed to be misbaal? Because of the takana, because of the takana of the base in Shlachra.
Okay.
Not takana of Ezra, but for a later base.
Okay.
All right? So, that's also... And also the Gemara says, what did Ze'iri say? Ze'iri says Batlua Litvilusa Krev Yehuda Ben Seira. So the Rambam is saying, the Rambam makes both distinctions. First of all, he says the distinction between Divrei Torah and Tefillah. And then he says they're only Mavatal what? The Tefillah. The Memsoah. But Tisha Kabin you still have to do, according to the Rambam. Right? Okay.
Is that for everybody? Is this for the Tina?
Well, wherever the Minig is. That's not for everybody.
Know where the Minig is.
Oh, you mean, what would the Rambam, say? The Rambam seems to say that if you don't have that minig, then you don't have that minig. You don't have to do it. This is only a minig in Shinar and Sfarad.
Sfarad and here go every morning to mikvah.
Yeah, well, okay. That's got nothing to do with. I mean, I don't know if it has nothing to do with this. It may have something to do with this.
I don't know.
May have something to do with this. Okay, so the Cast of Mishnah explains. Why there's a distinction between a bori, a chola sheboal, and a chola la'onso? What is the Rambam? Why is the minug in Shinar and Svarat distinguished between these two cases? So the Rambam says, remember we had this problem over here that Rava said, Hilchusa, bori hamargil, the chola margil, abram so, bori la'onso tishikabna, the chola la'onso potamikul. So we had the question, what is the Rabbi talking about halacha for? If we pass in that the tachan is bottle. Mm-hmm. So Rashi said, if you remember the Rashi said that you know what it means, Hilchasa? He says, if you look on the last wide line of Rashi, Amar Rava Hilchasa, on Chaf Beis and Beis, Apluchta da Amaroyhu de Pasach Rava. The pligel yigid rabbanon. When Rava says that what the halacha is, he's going according to the chacham who disagree, the amoraim who disagree according to whom? According to chachamim who disagree with Yehuda ben Seira. Mi yu hashta anak Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira daaginan kedom Rav Nachman la'el Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Basru. What Rashi says is that the whole statement of Rava making distinction between bari and chol hamargil and chol la'onso is only according to those chacham who don't hold like Rabbi Yudim Seira. Since we pass like Rabbi Yudim Seira, so it's not relevant. So Rava was telling you halacha that we don't really hold from. He's telling you halacha for those people who hold differently than us. Which, that's how Rashi learned it. According to the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah is saying, Rava's halacha makes sense even with Manazeh. Because the distinction between, Rava says that these distinctions between a bori, bori hamargil, and chol la'onso are relevant even bizman hazeh, when? In the realm of the minhag. Okay? This is what the Kesef Mishnah says.
The minhag of what,
Shinah? Minhag of, yes. Look at the Kesef Mishnah, the bottom of the page. Ma shechilek, the top line. Ma shechilek bin bori l'chola, where did they get this distinction from? Almaida sikl perak mishemeso amarove hilchusa bori amargil v'chol amargil memso bori laonso tishikabna v'chol onso pata miklum upirish Rashi the margil hana shemamshicha keri olav kol mishemishan tos ad kan v'chev and the kaim alon batlu el tvilusa since we hold it we'll battle it usfil el meishin sorad v'lo batlu el divrei Torah. See, it's not they hold. Their minig is that it's not just a minig apparently. They hold that like I said to you, that they only hold in Mavatalit L'divrei Torah. Mm-hmm. That we Nahog Alma Kaharis plus Sabi, Kerb Yochel Yudibim Seira B'divrei Torah. Aval L'tfila, Nihidah Batlul L'tfila, and even though they were Mavatal, the Tfila aspect, Batlul L'tfilusa. They were Mavatal, the requirement of Tfila for Tfila for Tfila. But Rechitza B'Tishakabni, a boy, that they didn't abrogate. Koshkotz V'Rippak Mishemeso B'Shem Rabbeinu Hai. Imkein Bori Bein Magal B'Shem Rabbeinu Magal B'Chol Amagal Tzrichin Rechitza Tishakabni Achar Akatwana Kitzvila. This should be a chop, they're not a base. Kitzvila Kodam Atakona. B'Chol Onsu Pasi Klum Shebizmah Atakona Nami Apata. So what Rashi is, the Kesmish doesn't say this, but what I'm saying is, according to this chat, you can understand more why Rava says this pasuk halacha, that's something that's totally irrelevant. Why does he tell you what halacha is according to somebody we don't hold? Because according to the people that have the minhag to say that the only thing that would happen was that we're noheg like Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira only by Divrei Torah, but by tefillah we adjusted the takana and said it only requires, it still applies, but only applies to require to shekabin. The distinction in the different shittas between Bori HaMa'agel and Chol HaOnsa would apply halacha l'maisa as far as that is concerned. In other words, we substitute Tisha Kabin for Tevila according to this. Okay, we'll stop over here.
Go ahead.
I have a question. Is a shower...